Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour number two of Oilers Now. It's 106 in Edmonton, 1206 in Seattle. The Oilers and the Kraken tonight. Stuart Skinner gets the call for Edmonton against Philip Grubauer. The Seattle Kraken with the lowest ranked save percentage in the National Hockey League at just 874. Grubauer at 890, but the Kraken are playing a little bit better of late. Brendan Perlini in for Tyler Benson. That's the only change other than the lines, which we'll see. The Oilers have Connor Yamamoto with Connor McDavid and Zach Hyman. Jesse Puljujärvi with Leon Draisaitl and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, and Zach Cassian with Ryan McLeod and Warren Fogel. All right, lots to get to. Just want to put this out there. Well, you know what? We'll wait until we bring aboard Sportsnet's Mark Spector. Brendan Escott's back at the 630 CHED studios as well. We'll tell you that Oilers Now is brought to you by Digitex. Digitex.ca is Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology and software. Keep texting us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted at Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, open Monday to Saturday. And guests on this show receive gift certificates to Japanese Village, open to serve you to any one of their five Edmonton and area locations. Try the legendary Wagyu steak cooked right before your eyes. Reserve online or reserve now at jvedmonton.ca. As we head off to the River Cree Resort and Casino hotline, the River Cree Resort and Casino excitement, bet on it. And we are joined by Sportsnet's Mark Spector. For the 7,000 men and women that are employed in the horse racing and breeding industry, Horse Racing Alberta. Racing remains suspended this week at Century Mile, but you can still watch and wager online at hbibet.com. And we head off to the phone line and welcome back Sportsnet Spec. Hey Spec, how you doing?
Doing pretty well. I see Dave Tippett's moving around his fourth line again. He can't seem to find the unit that makes him want to use it twice in a row, can he?
Well, no, Benson's played the last couple games with Ryan and Sevier. So he comes out, Perlini goes in, and I think they've just got to keep Perlini kind of in the mix. And I think that Colton Sevier has kind of the guys in the fourth line, he's been the best of them for me. You know what you're getting from him every night. So that's, you know, Mark, it was funny. And because when I sit there and look at the team, and right now, Mark, these are heady times for hockey fans in Edmonton. I'm going to give you some numbers here. The Oilers are 16-5. They got the best winning percentage in the NHL at 7.62. The Edmonton Oil Kings are 16-4-3. They're ranked number four in the CHL, and they just traded for the best defenseman in junior hockey. And the Golden Bears, and I know they're always good, but they're 7-2-1. They're ranked number three in youth sports under Ian Harbers. I mean, quickly, 32, 39. 11-4 are the records of those three Edmonton-based teams. It's a good time to be an Edmonton hockey fan, isn't it?
Yeah, how about that, eh? Like you say, the Golden Bears are always good. I think that we would say that the Oil Kings have really been a strong organization in the junior hockey mold. Like, they don't just have cycles. When they're reaching the top of their cycle, they got a chance for Memorial Cup and a league championship there. You know, they've done it right. You know, junior hockey teams, Bobby, you know this, most of our listeners know this, they're never going to be good every year. There's always going to be a drop-off in that cycle. But the Oil Kings have managed to, when they're going up their cycle, they put a team on the ice that can win it all and take you to the big boys, right? It's been a long time since the Oilers have been going through the league the way they're going through right now. We're 21 games in. They're a good team, and there's no getting around it. They can be better. We can tweak a few things around here. We can always find something to complain about. But that's an awfully good hockey team, and, the winning percentage shows it, Bob. There's no making up a winning percentage like that.
Yeah, I just want to mention the Edmonton Oil Kings home tonight and tomorrow, Friday and Saturday. They got the Medicine Hat Tigers in town tonight. Moose Jaw tomorrow. It's part of Teddy Bear Toss. I think they're going to have at least 12,000 fans of the game. That's great. And it will be the debut of Caden Gooley, the only returning defenseman on Team Canada at the World Junior Championships. He's going to be on the team again. The Oil Kings could have as many as four players on the World Junior team in Edmonton, which means that Kurt Hill's going to have some challenges with his squad. Because Demick is also on the Slovak team, and he's a 6'4" center that Vegas drafted, so they're going to be down some pretty good players for about seven games there. But it's exciting times, and they're the last WHL team to win the Memorial Cup back in 2014. They might have been able to have won it last year. Winnipeg is having an awesome season. Winnipeg's having an incredible year, and Edmonton's going to have to get past Winnipeg to get out of the Eastern Conference, but the Oil Kings are the only team to beat them in regulation this year. It's fun times. All right, let's get to the Oilers, because this show is called Oilers Now, Spec. I look at 16-5, and even if Edmonton up, and I concede that the 5-on-5 play at times has been a challenge, but they've got great power, great special teams. Goaltending's probably been a surprise. I think there will be at least two forwards in the mix here by the end of the year that aren't here right now. Okay? They'll upgrade their bottom six. I don't think there's any question about that. That's coming.
Okay.
I don't know if they can play much better than a .762 winning percentage even after that happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's when I kind of look at that number and I think to myself, I don't know if they can win, you know. I don't know how many times you win 16 out of 21 games in the National Hockey League. That's tough to do, Mark.
Well, break it down. Like, if you're winning 3 out of 4, you'll win the Stanley Cup. If you tell me my team, whatever team it is going to play 762 in the playoffs, I'm going to show you Stanley Cup winner, Bob, because you won't lose a series. So, you know, no one. I covered a lot of that Kings team. Would they win the Stanley Cup back in whatever that was, 2012? Yeah, they won in 18.
12 and 14
games.
Remember. They were down, and 2014, they were down 3-0 to San Jose and Todd McLellan in that series and came back and won the series.
Well, but the one year they lose two games, didn't they win the cup in 18 games?
Yeah, well,
they did.
The owners.
So the point is, you're playing 762 hockey, Bob. But this is great. It's in the regular season. It will last. It won't last. I fall off my chair if after 82 games they were playing 762 hockey, but that's okay. They've got a really good team. Now it's, you know, we're slowly morphing into how is this lineup look for the playoffs, and the good news that I could see, Bob, is, you know, the hard parts to find at the deadline are when you need a top-line player, because you just get crushed in a trade trying to get that player, or a top defenseman. You know, the guys, the positions that the Oilers need filling that we can see right now, you know, maybe they'll talk about a goalie, we'll see what happens, but it's generally bottom six forwards. It's generally, another lefty on the third pairing. These are gets that you could find at the trade deadline that aren't necessarily going to cost you first-round picks and top prospects. So that's the good news.
Do you know what's crazy about all this, Mark? Like, we got people texting us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Like, they got to go get Carey Price at 50% retained, or they got to do this, or, you know, they got to get a goalie. I don't know about you, but they've, like, Koskinen, we knew he was going to bounce back. Not, I don't know, 12-2 bounce back, but I think we all thought the save percentage would go up. We're not sure when Mike Smith's coming back, hopefully before Christmas. They might be good enough between the two of them to get you 50 wins in the regular season, but I think until there's playoff success, there's always going to be in that question. So I'm going to get you to put your GM's hat on here. Should Ken Holland trade for a goaltender? What do you think?
Well, I think I don't have to make that. I don't have to ask that question until sometime in. When's the trade deadline, Bob?
Like second or third week of March, because of the Olympic break.
Hey, it's in mid or early March. Two things, Bob. I wouldn't trade for Carey Price in 100 years. Okay, I would never trade for Carey Price. Period. He's 34 years old. He's got four seasons remaining at $10.5 million. I don't care if the Caps keep half of that. I wouldn't trade for him. Injury issues. He's been a great, great, great goalie. This is the worst time to have Carey Price. I wouldn't trade for him. I don't even think they're in the need to trade for any goalie that has a lot of term left, frankly. I think that if they, you know, come March, we're going to decide, how's Smith bouncing back? Is he healthy? How's Koskinen playing? You have a guy that can win games in Skinner as your number three. We didn't know that a month ago, 2 months ago. So, you know, I'm not going to get hung up on today. I'm not answering that question for you today, Bob. I'll answer that question for you around March 1st. We'll know by then. We don't know yet if they need to trade for a goalie.
Anita is going to bring us some perspective, Spec, right here, right now on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Bob, yes, we need to improve our 5-on-5 play. However, we did win the last two games with 5-on-5 goals, even with injuries. The last time we had a power play goal was in Arizona. People need to quit picking apart the best team we've iced in the last 20-plus years. Every team has its warts, but I'm personally very excited about where the Oilers are this season. People, says Anita, lighten up and enjoy the wins. All we need to do is give Mikko Koskinen a lot more love and appreciation. He's been fantastic. Yes, it will be great to get Mike Smith back, but for now, Koskinen and Skinner have been getting it done. When the whole team brings it, we have a chance to win every game, no matter who's on the ice. Let's go, Oilers. That one comes to us from Anita. And this is, Mark, I'll get a plethora now of the Oiler trolls and the Oiler haters that are kind enough to give us their witty repartee in response to Anita's text. But there's a degree of truth to that. They're still, like, at the end of the day, they're not perfect, but they're 16-5 right now, Mark.
Well, Bobby, there's not just a degree. Anita's hitting it right on. Like, you know, don't, like, at some point here, we have to turn the page on what we all thought, and I throw myself in this group, of Mikko Koskinen. It is rare for a goalie at his age to improve his game to the degree he has and stick with it and be this good for the long term. It is rare. But so far, he's not the goalie that we were talking about when we talked goaltending back in September. Right, he's a better goalie than that, and he's shown it to you. At some point, you got to say, okay, we got to rethink this guy. I agree with Anita. You know, they have some issues. Maybe their issue is some 5-on-5 play, but that's not necessarily an issue that you need to trade for people to fix. You know, that's where Dave Tippett and Wiseman and Playfair come in. They'll have to coach this team up a little 5-on-5. There's no doubt about that. But listen, there's a look around the league at the teams that have a lot of different problems. Holy man. And you're going to complain about a team with this record that's just maybe not as strong 5-on-5 as they could be? Give them a little time. You know, okay, they'll get there 5-on-5. And if they need a couple stronger players at 5-on-5, absolutely attainable as the trade deadline approaches. Bobby, you fix that problem, no problem.
Mark, the Edmonton Oilers played the game against Pittsburgh with 2,378 games of NHL experience out of their lineup just on defense. Between Keith, Cody Ceci, who I think we can agree has been a pretty good addition for the Oilers, Darnell Nurse, the team's best defenseman, so that's three of the top four. Nurse, obviously, in the first pairing, Keith and Ceci, the second pairing, and then Slater Cuckoo, who is probably the team's number six defenseman, which means, by the way, that Chris Russell, the team's seventh defenseman, went out and played 26 minutes. He's now plus. I know people don't like the antiquated stat that's plus minus, but when your number seven D-man's plus eight in limited games, that you probably have a serviceable guy there, and he can play both sides, you know. It's pretty good.
That's what you want, a number seven right there. No one says Chris Russell's a 26-minute defenseman. No one's telling you he's going to do it for you night after night. If he was, he'd be a first-pairing defenseman. So that's what you want out of your number seven, a guy that can step in the pinch and give you a couple of good games, and when it's a fire drill, they survived it. Yeah, the puck was in their hand. Yeah, they didn't have a lot of shots on that, the Oilers. But you know what? Mikko Koskinen made a lot of good saves, but he didn't have to stand on his head. He was better. It had to be better in Vegas than he did against Pittsburgh. You know, that to me is Chris Russell. Do they get some shots? Yeah, they get some shots. Are they clean, good chances from inside the low slot? No, they're not. They're coming from other places where the goalie can handle them.
Yeah, Vegas actually, in my opinion, had a higher grade scoring opportunities than Pittsburgh did the other night.
But for sure.
The Oilers were more physical. Yeah, Edmonton was more physically engaged against Vegas. I thought against Pittsburgh, they just, with the exception, in terms of the wingers, Hyman, through two periods, he was the only guy that was winning puck battles. Then in the third period, they put Cassian back with Fogle and McLeod, and they moved Yamamoto up, and it seemed to jumpstart things, and that's the direction they're going to go here tonight. It's going to be Yamamoto with McDavid and Hyman. It's going to be Puljujärvi back up with Drysdale and RNH, and they'll keep Cassian with McLeod and Fogle, and then Perlini coming in for Benson will play with Ryan and Colton Sevier. So there you have it. So you're basically in the agreement, hey, how about enjoying it a little bit too right now?
Oh, Bob, look, listen, we got lots of time to really, really sweat every moment of every game. This is going to be a playoff team, and they're going to play big games in the springtime. And at that point, you know, you can watch that game and chew your nails off and sit on the edge of your chair and all of those things. You got a team that's comfortably in a playoff spot. They're pushing for first place every night in the division. Just enjoy it a little. I'll never tell the fans what to do because I don't pay to get in and they do. So if you want to sweat it out every minute, go ahead. But I would say to you, after the last 20 years in Edmonton, it's probably should be advantageous to find a way to enjoy what's going on right now. It's not like we've been overserved when it comes to teams that play 762 hockey ball.
Yeah, no, exactly. So now, a little bit they've had some Buffalo and Detroit, you know, those were Stuart Skinner starts. Tonight they get Seattle, but the Oilers have been good against the Pacific. They haven't lost to the Pacific this year. Mark, great stuff. As always, appreciate your time. You'll join us for an hour on Tuesday when a very subtle team comes into Edmonton. The Oilers have a six-game homestand that starts with L.A. on Sunday. The Kings just got Drew Doughty back. Minnesota spec. They got a good record, too. They're in town. They're good. They're a deep team that can roll them over a four lines. So that's going to be a challenge as well. So
sounds good, Bobby.
Thanks, Mark. That's Mark Spector for the Horses and Horse Racing Alberta. Again, the 7,000 men and women that are employed in the horse racing and breeding industry, Horse Racing Alberta. Please note that racing remains suspended this week at Century Mile, but you can still watch and wager online at hbibet.com. We got a ton of text to get to on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, and we've got to get to the Oilers Now injury report for James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. We'll do that when we come back at 1:22. You're listening to Oilers Now live from Seattle, Washington.
Hi, this is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Connor McDavid against Pittsburgh the other night. On a night in which the Penguins did a lot of good things in the first two periods, McDavid finished the game a goal, tried to dish off, tried to find a way to get Zach Hyman the puck, and you could see the communication between the two players because Evan Rodriguez was not going to allow Hyman to get the hat trick on the empty netter. By the way, Evan Rodriguez had a great game for Pittsburgh. Anyways, McDavid a goal, 4 points plus five. Sidney Crosby, who's still really good, still one of the 10 best players on the planet, ended up having a rough one. One assist on a faceoff win. And finished the game minus four. Kind of happens. And I would assert to you he played way better than a minus four indicated. Into the Oilers Now injury report brought to you by James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. Unrivaled experience, unrivaled commitment, unrivaled results. Trent Brown, my opinion, since 1990, probably the best Golden Bear football graduate that went on to play in the Canadian Football League. Of course, he was an all-star with the then-named Edmonton Eskimos. And Trent Brown, Jim Brown, the gang at James H. Brown want you to stay safe and stay positive. All right, to the Oilers Now injury report, here's Brendan Escott.
Cody Ceci remaining in COVID protocol while Darnell Nurse and Duncan Keith, Slater Cuckoo, all working back from their injuries. Mike Smith and Devin Shore are skating, but obviously not dressing tonight either. Chris Driedger just hit Seattle's injured reserve with a lower body issue. Jaden Schwartz, Will Borgen, and Jordan Eberle all listed as day-to-day with lower body injuries. Captain Mark Giordano is in their COVID protocol while Kalle Järnkrok sidelines with an undisclosed problem. Blue Jackets netminder Jonas Korpisalo was also added to the IR today, Bob. And then Tyler Johnson had the same artificial disc replacement surgery that Jack Eichel underwent just a few weeks back.
2 to 4 weeks for Josh Anderson out for Montreal Canadiens. Petrie's going to miss this weekend's games as well. So Anita basically texts the show to say, hey, The Oilers are in first. They're 16-5. Enjoy it. Don't pick it apart. Luke in Ottawa says, couldn't agree with Anita more on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. You can text us at 780-496-0063. Stauffer, you forgot to tell Spec how Puljujärvi is a driver. Well, again, for me, it's all where Puljujärvi can go in the next couple of years. Like, you know, he when he plays in straight line, he went through a bit of a cold snap there. He did for five or six games. Got a big goal the other night in the breakaway against Vegas. And got moved up during the course of the game against Pittsburgh the other night. Be intriguing to see how far Yessa does go as a play. Randy and Brooks says, yes, I'm having fun enjoying it, but they are not a playoff team yet. Can't handle a strong forecheck, can't score enough dirty goals. That one comes to us from Randy and Brooks. Question, can Mikko win that 2-1 game, game 7 in the first round, and not let that soft goal in to keep this team going? I wouldn't bet on them. That one comes to us from Trucker Wes. Hey, Bob, you never give away tickets or anything. Working for the Oilers, don't you think they'd give you jerseys or stuff like that to give away once in a while on your show? Tell you what, we can work on. We did trivia in the summer, but it wasn't Oilers trivia. It was Pro-Am Sports trivia. We did do trivia in the summer. We could maybe, you know what? I might know a guy who knows a guy. We got a lot of sold features in this show. That's all I'm going to say to you.
We also did that last Friday, Bob. We did a ticket giveaway literally a week ago to the day. So,
Okay. But, I mean, it's a valid point. Like, you know what? I mean, hey, don't be afraid to maybe give away some tickets once in a while. All right. You already know that cars cost less than Wetaskiwin, but did you know that Brent Ridge, Ford, and Wetaskiwin are 10-time President's Diamond Award winners for customer satisfaction? What does this mean? It means treating people fairly, fully transparent negotiations, and making sure advertised prices include all accessories, fees, and taxes with the exception of GST. If those attributes are important to you, phone our friends Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang. 1-877-477-3673 or visit BrentRidge.com. Off to a global news, weather, traffic update with Eileen Bell. And when we come back, the play-by-play radio voice of the Seattle Kraken, Everett Fitzhugh, will join us here on Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.